So this morning we're talking to Lucy, who recruits butlers. Matt, what do you want to know?
Okay, is there much room for banter? When we spoke to Sophie the other day, she said that most of the conversation's quite formal. What if you think of a really good gag at the dinner table and you think, oh, this is better out than in?
It really depends on your principal, who's asked you to work for them, because you have different types of butlers. You have the modern butler, who might be dressed in the polo shirt and has that banter with their principal. But then you have the traditional butler, which is more like the upstairs, downstairs, Downton Abbey butler, which should be seen and not heard. So it really depends on who you work for, Matt, depending on if you want to, you know, have that banter at the dinner table.
I think I would.
What do you think you'd go for then, Matt?
What?
Seen and not heard, or a little bit of banter?
A little bit of banter, that's what I'm after.
And often, you know, one of our clients who hired a butler, he wanted his dinner served in front of the TV on a tray. So it's, think of it as a right-hand man or a right-hand woman. You are the principal's other half, helping them in all areas of life and just making life easier.
I'm guessing you can't go and sit next to them whilst they're having dinner.
Pretty unusual for that to happen.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that.
Again, you're watching this without me.
We promised we wouldn't move on to the next episode, didn't we?
I can't believe it.
I think you have to have that sort of line, you know, although you are working in private family homes and you're working in these beautiful estates and mansions and seeing the world, you still have to have that separation and a little bit less familiarity with the principal. Because if you cross that line, it blurs the lines too much and it's not necessarily appropriate.
I think you'd struggle with that, Matt.
I
think you'd be just wanting to make the jokes. You'd want to be crossing that line.
Exactly. I want a buddy.
Is there ever any romance between the butler and the principal, or romance between the butlers?
Well, if the staff get on very well, then like in all working environments, you know, you have, I'm sure at your radio station there's staff that like to connect.
No,
out of
you should
hours.
See the day after Christmas party. Oh my goodness, do they?
Though I think in all households, particularly big staffing households, while you'll have, you know, 10, 15, 20 or even 50 staff in one household, of course there is that, you know, personal socialising that happens outside of office hours, as it were. But going back to your original question about whether that crosses over to the principal, I've never heard of that happening.
Good, Molly's already thinking, this is a J-Lo rom-com waiting to happen.
It's a bit of a sexy scene, isn't it?
Here's your dinner. I'll just place this on your lap.
Oh my gosh.
It's baked aubergine for dinner.
You know, but what's amazing about this is that a lot of our butlers aren't traditionally educated. So a lot of them don't have, you know, they've maybe left school at 16. They may not read or write very well, but they're earning over £100,000.
So wow!
You can travel the world.
Right, I quit. I'm being a butler. I'll do anything.
Lucy, I know you don't know Matt and I completely, but you do know us, you know, a bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
If you were going to have to just make a guess here, a bold move, you've got to put one of us on the job.
You've got to hire one of us to be with a principal.
Who are you going for?
Oh, no.
Who's going to get the job?
Well, I think I'm going to have to hire Molly.
I think we all knew that was going to happen, didn't we?
Yes.
I can't believe it.
I think I would be good at this.
Good luck on that private jet, that's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Lucy.
You're very welcome. Great to speak to you, babe.
And you, thank you so much.